It's time for a Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning bonus segment. And filling in for Michael today, we have our news director, Joe Bartlett. What you got, Joey?
Well, as you know, Len, the first weekend of the National Football League's preseason is in the books, and there is the national anthem protests that are
still going on, right? Yeah.
And the police unions in Miami, Palm Beach County, are trying to boycott football games now because they are unhappy with the fact that players from the Miami Dolphins participated in this protest. And a number of teams did it.
Did we get a final count? I know there were two Dolphins. Was that the word?
Yeah. Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson kneeled.
Yeah.
And then one of the other Dolphins, Robert Quinn, raised his fist during the national anthem.
Yeah. And so, did we hear anything from the Giants or the Jets today?
The Giants. I heard that the Giants, there were some people who did kneel in the end zone prior to the anthem. They didn't, not during the anthem, but before the anthem or at some point. Philadelphia, San Francisco, Jacksonville, Seattle, those players had some kind of a protest as well. This has gotten really out of control, if you ask me.
Oh, it has. There's no question. And I blame the NFL. And they supposedly were having this big meeting with the owners and players to work it out. Well, here's the preseason. Why isn't it worked out by now?
Well, they had a policy and nobody liked it. Just don't come out if you are unhappy.
They instituted the policy without talking to the players about it. So I think by instituting the policy, they just made it worse because this thing would have gone away. No one was talking about this for months. It was just quiet. There was nothing going on. The NFL decided, and it was really a tip of the hat to Donald Trump. The NFL was deciding, aha, we're going to institute a policy, but they didn't talk to the players. And you got to work it out with your employees. I think something like this that's so controversial.
I think what you need to do is stop showing them. Stop putting them on television.
Yeah. Well, this is
why do the networks do that?
Well, until they resolve this thing, we're going to be talking about this for a long time.